and they were always extraordinarily well behaved. And I enjoyed watching their cartoon movies with them. But after they went to sleep, it would be sheer boredom. And with no boyfriend around, and no homework, I'd be stuck watching boring and mindless junk on the tube. When I'd finally tucked Polly down, given him a kiss on his forehead, and stood with him a while until his eyes grew heavy and he finally went to sleep, I walked out of the room. I checked in on his sister. She was asleep. It was time for the boredom, so I made my way downstairs to the living room, hoping against hope there would be anything worth watching on television. When I sat down on the couch and lifted up the remote and pressed power, I certainly didn't expect to find what I found. Evidently, Mr. and Mrs. McMaine had enjoyed themselves prior to receiving the call about their relative. The moment the screen flared to life, I saw a woman on her hands and knees, moaning as a man with an enormous cock pushed in and out of her from behind. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I knew that porn existed, and I'd seen nasty pictures. Every now and then, somebody would put a link to a video, and I would click on it and laugh a little bit. This was the first time I really watched it, though. And you already know, I fall more to the slutty side of the spectrum than the prudish. But I certainly never seen anything on a big screen television. And I hadn't ever seen it with sound or heard a woman moaning the way she was. I couldn't believe it. The first thing I thought was it might be interesting. And the second thing I thought was, why the hell did my boyfriend have to be at a track meet? Because just watching this woman on the screen was turning me on to no end. I watched the screen, fascinated. I'd never really considered what it looked like to have sex. I mean, I felt it, and I was kind of a slut, but I'd never looked at it. My boyfriend and I had been sleeping together since we were sophomores, and then when I turned 18, it was almost like a spark ignited. I guess we were always afraid of getting caught, and we stopped when he turned 18 for a month. Then, when I turned 18, and we were legally able to have sex, we just kind of went crazy. We did it in his car, we did it at my house, and we did it at his house. And most of the time, we did it while I babysat. On television, though, I'd never watched it before, and it was intense. I've never done doggy style with him before. In fact, most of the sex we had was pretty much missionary position, except in the car, when I climbed on top of him. I also never had an orgasm before. I mean, I enjoyed the sex, but usually what happened was my boyfriend would finish up, and I'd be really, really close. I'd end up using my fingers to finish myself up. Most of the time, I waited until he was gone. But recently, I'd taken to finishing myself up while he was still there. That way he could rub my breast and kiss my neck while I did. So, it's understandable that as I watched this woman just bouncing forward with every thrust from the man behind her, I started wondering if that would be a way for me to come while I was in the middle of sex. I watched that porn channel for probably an hour and a half before I couldn't keep myself from masturbating anymore. My hand snaked down over my body, and I began to rub and pinch at my breast through my shirt. That wasn't enough for me, so I lifted up my shirt and pulled down my bra, freeing my breasts. I began rubbing them and pinching them. It felt electric. I'd masturbated before.